Youngstown, Ohio, to Pitt, national champion, to the NFL as a second round pick. You've seen just about everything, I would imagine, right?
I think so. Been on some amazing teams that won championships, been on some really bad teams that won a couple of games, and everything in between, but I wouldn't trade any of it in.
Growing up in Youngstown, it's a tough blue-collar area with a ton of football talent. Did that kind of set your jaw for the sport?
We didn't have a lot, and I think everybody in that area, you know, just kind of had a sense of family, had a sense of hard work, had a sense of don't cry about anything that goes bad, just work harder, things will get better. And when you've got that in you, instilled by your parents and by your siblings, I mean, you're not going to fail.
You've been touched by a lot of great people, I'd imagine. The ones that stick with you the most.
I was really influenced by my high school head coach, Ed Mady, who really taught me the game and taught me how to compete. Let me know that, you know, there's going to be adversity, and you're going to be judged on how you deal with adversity, not how you deal with success. And then I got to Pitt, and Johnny Majors was, he made you want to come in and work hard every day. And that sticks with me to this day, that you got to make people around you feel good about themselves and what they're doing.
How do you feel you've influenced some people that 20 years from now will be talking about you the way you're talking about Johnny Majors?
I just hope that they say I have a real passion for what I'm doing. I really love what I'm doing.
You did win a national title, and I've seen the picture. You're hoisted by the Heisman Trophy winner, Tony Dorsett. Tell me about that game and what that picture might mean to you and your family.
Being national champions, it's like being a Super Bowl champion. It's why you play. I've been blessed that the four times I've been in a championship game, we've won. Three times in a Super Bowl and once in college.
DJ takes, sidesteps to throw, plenty of time. Lofts it down the right side. He's got Marshall, five, end zone, touchdown! Touchdown, Bears!
Number one question I keep getting, Jay Cutler looks different. They've worked, they've changed his mechanics, they've done this, they've done that. What actually has happened here?
Jay's made up his mind, he wants to be great. And I'm not shorting or slighting what he's done in the past by any stretch. All I know is what I've seen. I think he's a very introverted guy who wants to know the plan. How do you plan on using me and all these other guys? And show me what we're going to be about. And now that he knows, I think he's bought in. He's borderline football brilliant. He understands coverages. He understands fronts. He understands run game. He understands pressures. He understands protections. We didn't spend a whole lot of time teaching him those things. He knew that stuff. We just wanted to spend time on his fundamentals.
You brought up borderline football brilliance. He says you're a calming influence.
I've always felt that having played the position, it adds something. I've seen things that he's seeing now. You know, when you're in it this long, you pick things up. But when you've got your hands underneath the center and the ball's about to be snapped, you know, you got to know what you're looking at.
Pre-construction, you took the liberty of penning plays, all the X's and O's on the drywall of the old Hallis Hall. Why?
I got stuck in an office that I knew was temporary, and it was so temporary that it was literally just drywall. There was no plaster, there was no paint. And I think accidentally one day I was talking to one of the coaches and we were talking about a play, and I grabbed a pen because I wanted to draw something, and I realized there was no dry erase board, so I just put it on the drywall, and then that became just a place to draw plays. You know, fast forward probably 2 months of being in that office, the board was just filled up with drawings that if I looked at them now, I probably wouldn't know what they were, but it was a convenience more than anything.